Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your hands to Him, testify before Him, you have helped me. I have enjoyed your mercy. I have enjoyed your peace. Can you testify? Just talk to Him. In your own words. In your own words. In your own words. In your own words. Magnify Him. Thank Him. Testify of His goodness. Testify of His goodness. We thank you. Wonikusaye loki.
Olorun tan lagbara o. O so mare mare o. Yeah.
We thank you. Give Him praise. The one that creates space for you. The one that makes room for you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Last week we came and advised you that do not let offense affect your faith. Do not let unbelief affect your faith. Do not let ignorance affect your faith. There are some things that look like faith, but they are not it. We mentioned two last week. Do not let presumption affect your faith. Many people think they are living in faith, but they are presuming on God. Do not let hope affect your faith. It goes better tomorrow. I believe God will do it. There is a belief for the future. It's not a belief for now. It is not faith. It looks like faith. Don't let hope paralyze your faith. Don't let delay affect your faith. Don't let disappointment affect your faith. And I can remember we ended the first service with telling you that don't let discouragement affect your faith. Please help me tell somebody, say don't let delay affect your faith. I didn't hear say don't let delay affect your faith. Say, I come as a prophet of the Lord to you today. Say, every delay. When I say I come like a prophet of the Lord, the voice drop. What is wrong with you now? You are a prophet. Huh? In case you don't know, for now, you are. We are looking at the person. Say, I come as a prophet. Every delay in your life, say they are terminated. Look at the person. Say, don't let disappointment affect your faith. Say, I come as a prophet today. Say, every disappointment in your life, say, let them be terminated. Say, do not let discouragement affect your faith. Say, I come as a child of God, anointed for this purpose. Every discouragement in your life, let them be terminated. In the name of Jesus, today I'm here to tell you, do not let doubt affect your faith. Listen to me. Every man of faith who have an attack of doubt, if they don't tell you, it doesn't mean they do not have it. Every man that live by faith will have an attack of doubt. But do not let doubt affect your faith. John 20 from verse 24. John 20 from verse 24. Please give this person space to do my destiny. One of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed Didymus, the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, can we read together? Because there are many Thomas in church. Let's read together. Yeah, let's go. He said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never." He has walked with Jesus 3.5 years. He has seen all the miracles. He saw from afar when they were kneeling. He saw from afar when they fell, piercing. I'm not a child. You know, you can't tell me that. I'm not a child. Nobody today them bore me. Then they tell me, say, the person. Have you ever seen anybody die and rise again? Except I put my hands in his hand. Put my hands by the side and touch him. Me. I will never believe. Now you be moving for church now. Now you, anything where your pastor talk, you will just believe. Now me. See, some of the most unbelieving people surround the pastor. They are so close to authority, so close to leadership, but they have no faith. Let's continue. 8 days later, let's go. 8 days later. I can't hear you. Why are you reading like Thomas now? Let's go. 8 days. And his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, okay, let's go. Verse 27. Then he looked at Thomas and said to him, "Put your hands here. That thing you said, if you don't see, you will not believe. Soon, we are coming to declare the good news to you. May your case not be the man like that man in 2 Kings chapter 7 that say, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven, will anything happen?" Some of you did not know that Elisha was tougher than Elijah. So Elisha said, okay, with your eyes you will see. Your hands will not touch. Many of the things you doubt, your eyes will see, your hands cannot touch. The God, Jesus had mercy on Thomas. He came and said, "Touch. Place it in my side." Let's read together again. Let's go. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands and put out your hand and place it in my side." Hand. Do not. Tell somebody, say, "Do not doubt, but believe." Tell the person, let me hear you say, "Do not doubt, but believe." Tell the person, "Don't let doubt affect your faith." Now, look at verse 28. One of my favorite scriptures. Verse 28. No, not 20. We'll get there. Maybe 29. And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." He was seeing him as a teacher. He saw him as a prophet. Now, he knew this is Lord and this is God. An encounter that will change your mentality forever. May the Lord give you such encounter in the name of Jesus. Continue. And Jesus said to him, this is the verse I love. Look at it. "Have you believed because you have seen?" Let's go. "Blessed are those who have not seen yet." Say that again. Let me go. "Blessed are those who have not seen yet." Do you believe what you have prayed for? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Doubts will come and attack your faith. Don't give room to it. We are not saying you are a robot that is not human. You know, sometimes when we wait for something, even Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, "Hope deferreth, maketh the heart sick." Even when your heart is weary and it looks as if your body is sick from delay, do not give up on God. Romans 4:21. Let's look at what faith is. Romans 4, 21. Give me New King James. You know, this is our party. Can you remember the party? I think choir should remember. What's the name of the party? PPP. Okay. Let's read together. And being fully convinced that what he has promised, he was able to perform. The translation we use that day is that being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able to perform. And we now name ourselves the PPP Club. PPP. PPP. Wow, you are in church. PPP Faith. We are persuaded that what he promised, he will perform. Can you say, I am persuaded that what God promised me, he will perform? Say that again. Let me hear you. He will perform. PPP Faith. I am persuaded. Faith is persuaded. Faith is convinced. Doubt is not persuaded or is not fully persuaded. Doubt is not persuaded. Doubt is partially persuaded. Doubt is not fully. Okay. Anyway, let's see. When many people tell you, okay. Anyway, let's see. They don't want to fight you. They don't want arguments. But they are not fully persuaded. And many people are telling God. They hear the word of God and they just tell God also, okay. We shall see. We shall see. There's a way I want to stop praying. A word I want to stop using in prayers. But I've heard it all my life. That many times I say it and I say, oh, beyond what have you said again? Oh, Lord, do it. So that we might have cause to praise you. Whenever you hear me say that again, please correct me. I never want to pray like that again. Oh, Lord, do it. So that we might have cause. I don't need a cause to praise God. Whether he did it, does it, in future, doesn't do it, we just have to praise him. Sometimes, it is doubt that make us say, do it, so that we must have cause to praise him. The walls were surrounding Jericho when they shouted. The walls did not come down before they shouted. They did not say, oh Lord, break down the walls so that we might have reasons to praise you. The armies were still before Jehoshaphat. When he started praising and brought the choir before the army, he didn't say, oh Lord, win the battle so that I might have reason to praise you. You were created to praise him. You were created to worship him. You need no reason to praise him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, oh Lord, do it. So that I might have cause to praise you. It's an element of doubt. Faith is fully convinced. Doubt is partially and is not convinced. Faith has confidence. Doubt lacks confidence. And consider the issue unlikely. You know, when God says something and you consider it unlikely, it is doubt. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. 11 to 20. Faith has confidence. Doubt lacks confidence. And consider things unlikely. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, Zechariah, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. And the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Sir, man, there are many Zecharias in church. All around. You pray for something and pray for it. When God is about to make it happen, you start doubting the God. What was the essence of a vigil? What was the essence of a fasting? What was the essence of a confession? And then God now wants to do it. And you say, am my eyes seeing rightly? So what were you praying for? There are many people praying without any expectation. And they have given up. But the angel said to him,
Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is answered, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from the mother's womb. Nobody except this and Jesus Christ. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to their Lord, their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Wow, good prophecy. And Zechariah, you have been praying. Something appeared. Someone appeared to you shining. Mention all your prayer points to you. You have been praying. The pastor comes and preaches. Gave a word of knowledge. Said everything. It shows it is you. But you are still seated there. You know, my shock sometimes is after I've ministered powerfully, and if somebody you have ministered about, he comes to meet you and say, "Pastor, I just want to tell you that I am facing these things. But I want to believe that with the prayer of today, the Lord will do it. Please pray for me." So all the prayers we pray for 1 hour during the prayer service, he had no belief. He still must come. I just want you to know, all the things you said today is about me. It's as if pity me, oh, the devil has been dealing with me, oh, pity me, oh. Pray for me that the Lord will do it. The one we pray in God. There are many people in church that are great doubters. In fact, we are supposed to make them doubters of duty. A title. Or God, doubter of duty. If a pastor does not touch them, no prayer is answered. 1 hour. He comes and expresses his doubt. If he comes and says, "Pastor, the prayer is about me, and I believe God is going to do great things. I'm coming back to share testimony. I will call you first." That is faith. Pray for me that the Lord will do it. That is hope. It does not work. Many of us are where we are today because of hope. You go better. Me, I'm not living in Nigeria. You go better. You go better is different from it is better. Do we understand? There's a thin line between hope and faith. And Zechariah said to the lady, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." The Bible does not say, and Gabriel got angry. But I believe Gabriel got angry. And he answered and said, you know, some people, if they are angry, you cannot see it on their face like me. They will never see it. They are very dangerous. Where they are angry, they smile a little and they talk calmly. I used to have a boss that was like that. But it's a story for another day. You can never see on his face when he's angry. And he will deal with you. Smiling. Calmly. That was what Gabriel did. And answered. The angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel. Who stands in the presence of God. I keep from the presence of God because of you. And was sent to speak to you and bring you this glad tidings." You have been praying about this thing for a long time. But behold, you will be mute. You will not be able to speak until the day these things take place. Because you did not believe my words, which will fulfill in their own time. Ta, ma, beware. Stop comparing yourself with young believers. My first experience of faith, of this, which many of you will have also, when I gave my life to Christ, when we were taught faith, you want to go to school or go to a fellowship, rain is about falling, or rain is falling, just say rain. Anybody done that before? Rain. Stop. I want to go to the fellowship. Sometimes you say, as I step my feet, let the rain stop. Then you go, you step your feet, the rain stops. You walk to fellowship. In fact, you don't take taxi. You just walk. Walk and get there. Testimony time, you raise your hand. You go. Today, we taught about faith last week. And when I was coming, I said the rain should stop. And the rain stopped. Everybody. 1 year after, try it. Rain will beat you. Your faith must grow. That same question that Zachariah asked, Mary asked it. Same Gabriel. Gabriel just said the Holy Spirit will come upon you. He should have just told him also. He didn't say, so you, prophet for 30 years, you didn't ask me that question. Okay. Because people are asking questions, doing things the same way. Don't go and do it. Your maturity might be higher. The expectation of you is higher. You have a call, it is higher. There are some things some of us can never do again. It is not that it is sin. It is not sin. But it is consecration. We can never do it again. It has consequences. Not because it is sin. It has consequences because of the nature of your work with God. It is not everybody that must complain about Nigeria. Some people are still in Nigeria for them to pray for the salvation of Nigeria. If those people are complaining about Nigeria, the Zachariah treatment will be given to them. Ignorance is dangerous. Or doubt is dangerous. Faith has an assurance of the things hoped for. That's all Hebrews 11:1 says. Therefore, doubt does not have an assurance. Doubt does not have a conviction. Faith has a substance. It stands sure. Doubt wavers. If you see him yesterday, he said something. Tomorrow, he's saying another thing. Doubt wavers. Romans 4:20. Let's all read together. Talking about Abraham. He did not, say that, let me hear, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. James 1:6-7. Maybe let's read 5 for context. Add 5 to it. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally, generously, without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with, read with me, let him ask with faith, with no doubting. How do you know if he's doubting? He is not convinced. He is not persuaded. He is not confident of what he is asking for. Sir, ma'am, my experience as a pastor, when we pray sometimes and the church is shaky, some are praying out of fear. And fear and doubt move together. It is not every prayer meeting that is shaky that doubt is empty. But let him act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let's read together. I want you to read this. Let's go. Want to go? Let not such a man suppose or expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. That was a problem of Israel in the wilderness. Doubt upon doubt upon belief. Imagine
You wake up in the morning, you don't farm. You go outside, you carry food. You cook and eat. And you are still doubting the person that gave you that food every day. It looks far away, but that's where we are. You look for that job, so today you prayed, God gave you that work. In that same place of work, you are cheating. You think the God that gave you that job will leave you in that job without helping you. Then you start doing, you start. Let such man not suppose that he can receive anything from God. Doubt is blocking answers to your prayers. But you know what? Before I get there, let me say this. Faith trusts God all the way. Doubt trusts God to a certain extent or to a certain degree until fear, obstacles, and his senses take over. Faith trusts God no matter what happens all the way. But doubt trusts God to a certain extent, to a certain degree, until fear takes over. Until he sees the obstacle. Until his feeling takes over. He comes to church. He said, by his stripes, I am healed. He gets home. He has the headache again. And remember that it was headache that he had. And he was diagnosed with something. So when the headache starts, fear takes over. And doubts take over. When the headache starts, is when he should speak the word of God. He said the word of God is life, health to our body, life to our flesh. Remember I said anyone that will walk in faith will have an attack of doubt. Do you remember that? Hello, do you remember that? Everybody alive will have an attack of doubt. Now, listen to me. What do you do with your doubt is what matters. You know, sometimes when I look at Abraham, and he's called father of faith. By our definition and expectation of faith, Abraham and Sarah will not totally be called a man of faith. Genesis 18, 9 to 14. What you do with doubt is what matters. Because you will have an attack of doubt. There are some things that God will tell you, and in your mind you say, this is most unlikely. What do you do with an attack of doubt? Then they said to him, where is Sarah? You know, three people were going, and Abraham perceived they were angels and brought them home, cooked for them. Okay, so they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, here in the tent. Continue. And he said, I will certainly return according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him, like most of you doing your family. Some people are talking. Some people, they are looking at this place. Their ears, picking everything here. They are the children of Sarah. Good children of Sarah. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah did what? Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old. What is that? Doubt. Pastor, leave that matter out. Did you remember the widow of Zarephath when Elisha said, I told you, please don't leave my hope, don't leave my expectation. Please, I don't want to, I don't doubt. In fact, when he gave birth to Isaac, he named him Isaac. Isaac means laughter. Remembering that when God gave the promise, I laughed though, at God it was not possible. What I laughed at became possible. You are laughter.
What did they do with their doubt? They moved beyond doubt and became fully persuaded. When you are doubting, it's a time to move beyond your doubt and become fully persuaded. Tell somebody, move beyond your doubt and become fully persuaded.
Tell the person, let me say, move beyond your doubt and become fully persuaded. Romans 4:21. Let's close with that again. We move beyond our doubts. Okay. Let's read together. I know some are writing, but look up. Let's read together. One, two, go. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able.
If there is anything I want you to take away from this series that I have preached on faith, it's Romans 4:21. When I was a Sunday school teacher, there is a golden test. There is a memory verse. If there is anything that must be committed to your memory, after these teachings of faith, fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able to perform. Can I say, let's, this national pledge, this faith pledge now, at least you are lifting your hand up. Say that, let me go say, I am fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. Say that again, let me hear you. I am fully persuaded that what God has promised.
Lift your hand and say that again, let me hear you. I am fully persuaded that what God has promised,
he is able to perform. Another translation, I'm leaving this place. Fully persuaded. Give me another translation. You know this message translation itself. It looks like Gen Z Bible. Apt. Beautiful.
Well, yeah, let's read message. Let's want to sure that God will make good on what he has said. Say, I am sure. Let's go. I am sure that God will make good on what he has said. That again. Say, I am sure that God will make good. Where can you find the promise of God and what God has said?
In the Bible. Without the Bible, you can never be fully persuaded. How do you become fully persuaded? Hearing me through the word. Sometimes he speaks to you. Sometimes you see visions. Sometimes you have dreams. When you are sure it is God, be fully persuaded of it. Sometimes, while you are coming to church in the morning, he will tell you, when you get to church, do this, do that, do this. Be fully persuaded of that.
There are many instructions that God gives for you.
The people do nothing because they are not persuaded. Can we take the pledge again? Lift your right hand and say, I am fully.
That fully, say, let me hear the fully. Let me just go. Fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able.
Stretch your hands here. Stretch your hands here. Whatever you are waiting for, on God for. Whatever you are waiting on God for. We release the spirit of faith. We release an answer to your prayers that you are fully persuaded about. In the name, I receive grace to be fully persuaded of the world. Receive grace to be fully persuaded of the world. Receive grace to be fully persuaded of the world. Receive grace to be fully persuaded of the world. Receive grace to be fully persuaded of the world. Receive grace to be fully persuaded.
And everything you are waiting for, everything you are expecting, may the Lord release them unto you now. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.